Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. We'll talk to Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, coming up at 9. But I believe Valdez got some hypotheticals for us.
All right.
Play Junkies hypotheticals.
All right. These are all like part of the news.
We did this last week.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
Yeah. All right. So I got a couple more for you today.
All right.
All right. Right now, I will guarantee 10 weeks of Jaden Daniels health, or guarantee 10 weeks that the Junks will remain in the survivor pool at Circa. You had to pick one or the other.
Oh, I'm taking the survivor pool.
I want Jaden's health.
I know you do.
Jaden's health. I mean, we're going to lose the
survivor pool. Here's the problem with
anyway.
The health. Yeah. If you told me Jaden Daniels' health and he plays really well and you gave me a record, I would go with that because I'm not completely sold on Jaden Daniels being healthy and being a star. Like, what if Jaden Daniels is healthy and is just so-so, or
not
he's a little disappointing, or he's like a rookie?
He's a rookie.
He has his rookie struggles. You know, it's like
struggle,
Bryce Young.
But he's good.
Like, you're not necessarily completely out on Bryce Young, but what if he's Bryce Young? I don't want that 10 weeks. I would take the survivor pool.
The 10 weeks?
Because you're not guaranteeing me his level of play.
Are the 10 weeks of health, I mean, if he got hurt in week 11, I mean, is it just a minor injury, or is he out for the rest of the year?
Well, that's we don't know that.
I'm just guaranteeing you 10 healthy weeks of Jaden Daniels.
I want 10 healthy weeks of Jaden Daniels. We're going to lose the survivor pool inevitably. Who gives a crap when we lose it?
I know, but
I mean, I'd like to have a nice
10 week. But when 10 you get
into sweat, would be fun.
You got a legit sweat at week 11.
Yeah, remember
in the survivor
how excited
pool.
You were for Skippy? You were like fired up when Skippy made it to like week 7.
And then maybe have a possibility to sell your entry.
Eric, what if it was 13 weeks and 13 weeks? 13 weeks of health or 13 weeks survivor pool?
I'm taking the 13 weeks of Jaden.
What about 15 weeks?
But he's different.
But here's the other part. What if in those 10 weeks, because you don't know, he's just saying he's not guaranteeing 10 weeks of health.
I mean, it could still be healthy.
It could be nine weeks of health.
Well, anyway, the counter to it is, well, he could still be healthy just because he doesn't guarantee it.
Right. Correct.
So,
but he's guaranteeing you 10
maybe
weeks of survivor.
Maybe at 15 weeks, because then we'll sell the thing before we choke it away.
All right, I have
Bickle's going to have a different answer because he's the biggest Commanders fan here. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm desperate. I want 10 weeks of excitement.
He's not even open to the possibility that Jaden Daniels could be like Bryce Young. And Bryce Young could end up being good this year. Like,
I hope he is.
Most rookie quarterbacks struggle.
I
kind of am not open to the possibility of him being catastrophically awful.
Well, he's got better coaching around him, and he's got better players around him than Bryce Young did last year. Bryce did not have great support, but you're right.
I have a weather hypothetical for you. The Farmer's Almanac is calling for a blustery winter. All right. Right now, you can have a snowless winter this year, or all the DMV road work magically disappears for the remainder of the year.
Road work. I would have the road work disappear in a heartbeat.
Because
I deal with it every day on the GW Parkway. Told you about last night leaving Wolf Trap and then dealing with the nonsense for the American Legion Bridge.
Yeah.
That affects my life a lot more. Snowless. We almost get snowless. I know you're not guaranteeing it. Maybe blustery. We'll deal with it a couple times.
I'm trying to think.
I can handle any snow.
I hate snow.
I hate it, but I can handle it. But it seems
like we get less snow each year around here.
Yeah.
Thank God.
So even if they're calling for a blustery, that could just mean, you know,
three snows.
Yeah.
All right.
More like colder temps or windy or maybe one big storm, but I hate traffic.
I believe I'm an elite driver in the snow only because I just drive slow.
I'm an elite driver, but snow, I'm a little dicey. Well,
do you have four-wheel drive?
No.
Do you have front wheel?
No four-wheel drive.
But front wheel's good
enough. Not in my car.
Front wheel's good.
My wife does. I do not.
Yeah.
This is a fantasy football hypothetical.
What would you do, by the way, Valdez?
Oh, I hate snow. Like, I despise coming in on snow, having to stay overnight somewhere in the city.
Continue to deal with the traffic.
Yes. Yeah. I would rather deal with that. I'm with Jason. I hate the snow. Everyone else pretends it's like a snow day, but not for us.
My wife loves it. When's it going to snow again? I hope it never snows again.
I'm with you. I hope it never rains again. How about that? I'll one up you on that.
You move
no, I need rain.
I want no
rain.
Precipitation.
No, I need rain.
This
your
is
yard
California,
needs rain.
LA.
This is a fantasy football
Arizona
hypothetical. Would you void your first round pick in fantasy football if it guarantees the health of your entire team?
Yes. Your entire fantasy team?
Entire fantasy team.
Yes.
Your entire roster.
Yeah.
You would void a first round selection for it.
I'd start the draft in the second round if you could guarantee me every one of those guys would play 17 games.
But then you might not have an elite player.
I think it would depend on where I am in the first round. Like if I have the first pick.
So you get one, you have 1-1 overall.
You're still getting a great player in the second round.
I think I'm keeping my 1-1. Because I've. When
if it's
won,
a snake draft, you end up
when,
not.
Like, I know, but when I've won fantasy 14. Leagues, I usually have a silly. You know what
you
I
mean? A silly draft pick?
Yeah, I usually have an elite player. Yeah. I don't just start with a second rounder. I usually carry.
No, because
by,
that 1-1 could
I'm
get
carried
hurt.
By Christian McCaffrey or Lamar.
I mean, you could take McCaffrey 1-1 and he gets hurt in week 6.
Of course.
I might take the
if
guarantee.
If you could guarantee me second round through 20,
everyone
we're all going to stay
be,
healthy,
yeah.
I'm taking
I think
that.
I would do that.
The all other right. thing is, when I've won leagues too, it's because of midseason ads.
Just think
like
about
you see somebody who's starting to blow up, and then you know, like a couple seasons ago, did anybody draft Kyren Williams,
no,
running back?
No, you,
but then
no,
he became
you pick
a stud.
Him up. You pick yeah, him up. You, yeah.
That's a key.
Well, that is a key, but that's also because your running back got hurt.
When are you going to do like a Sidney Sweeney hypothetical? These are all like
Bickle doesn't care about fantasy.
Yeah,
backyard baseball. Hot with young millennials.
Backyard baseball.
Yeah, it was a computer game that you would play. It was like an animated baseball game. It was fun. But in honor of it returning, what childhood game you wish that you could bring back?
Ooh.
And have it redone?
Splinter Cell.
Like they had a
brand new childhood. You were
well,
in
that's
your
fine.
30s
oh, adult.
Playing it.
Okay, all right.
You know what? That still counts. You feel like they could do a redo of Splinter Cell for next gen consoles?
For sure. But no, don't make it too complicated. I won't be able to do it. I used to the Sega hockey. I wasn't necessarily.
So you're saying what games are not around
steal?
Anymore?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What game do you wish they could do a redo with?
I love Defender. Is Defender?
You can still download that.
With all I know, but all around? The silly graphics that PS10 have or Xbox 180
I love Defender.
Mm. I mean, I loved Mike Tyson's Punch Out. If you did an updated version, he's facing Jake Paul, maybe they updated.
I was a Ms. Pac-Man guy too. Now. I was addicted to Ms. Pac-Man.
Yeah,
Defender and Ms. Pac-Man. I could play them around. They might be. I have no idea.
You could just go to you could probably just download a free version on your computer.
You probably could.
Yeah. You know what?
Yep.
I love Donkey Kong.
Really?
Oh, that was my game. I love Donkey
where
Kong.
Where it was trapped in the cage up top, and you had to.
I wasn't necessarily amazing at it, but I just loved it. And I think I liked Donkey Kong.
You could make
Kong's...
it to the mud pies. You were
oh,
good.
Yeah, mud pies. Donkey Kong 3, I think I was really good at, too. That was a fun game.
All right, last one it's for college football starting. It is week 0. You can go back to the old conference alignments. So there's still a Pac-12. Terps are still in the ACC.
All right. Mm-hmm.
The good old days.
Yep. Or?
But you have to use the BCS computer system.
Oh.
For the national championship. You don't get 12 teams in a
tournament.
You get two.
I like a playoff.
I like the 12-team playoff.
I mean, even though we haven't seen it, I like a playoff.
Even though conference realignment is nuts.
I think I would rather go back to the old days.
You want to play Duke in basketball?
Well, just all around. Like, I mean, the fact that Stanford's in the whatever.
They're in the ACC.
It's just so weird.
Yeah, SMU, Stanford, Cal, and the ACC.
Yeah.
It's different.
I know,
but I like the playoff.
But aren't you looking
expanded.
Forward to a huge 12-team playoff?
Yes, I am.
I haven't really
Instead
processed.
Of just having the computer pick for you?
Yes. Yeah. I hated the BCS.
And then coaches trying to manipulate the computer system by beating teams by a certain amount of points.
So essentially the BCS is dead. I mean,
it's been dead for a while.
It's just, yeah.
What do you mean, is it dead?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
they determine their six teams.
They had a committee.
Yeah,
they had a committee now. Yeah.
Yeah, the committee will rank starting in November, will rank the 12 teams. And then at the end, after the regular
season.
Still
going to have controversy with that.
They'll seed them.
It's fine.
But yeah, maybe team 11 or 12.
I'd like to go back all. I'd like realignment, everything. I want the Seahawks back in the AFC. I'm not kidding. I want the Astros to be a National League team. I mean, this is crazy to me. I hate all this stuff. I've given up on it.
You just want four divisions?
Yeah, I want it back the way it used to be.
Yeah, times are changing, but I would definitely take
Maryland
the 12-team playoff
ACC,
over.
I mean, that's what I want.
Over the
I'm
kind
of used to them in the Big Ten now.
You are?
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I don't mind the Big Ten, but I like the old way.
Coming up next, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, president of baseball ops, joins us here on the Junk.